The year was 1996. A cabal of media mega corporations use a barrage of cash and threats to push the Telecommunications Act through a compliant Congress like the Nazi Blitzkrieg through Poland. This marks the beginning of a frontal assault on free speech and diversity that may one day force American democracy to grab its ankles. But there soon came a glimmer of hope. Some may call it providence or divine intervention. We are not here to judge. Only to tell you that a small spark of resistance lit a fire that burns to this day, spreading a light that will show these prostituting media corporations for what they are and bring them to their knees, which is somehow appropriate. Nashville, 1998.
Oh! They're coming! I can hear the zombies breaking down our station door. This is Radio Free Nashville, 98.9 FM, and this is our first broadcast. We don't have much time, Nashville. We're the only free radio station bringing you the zombie invasion live as it happens. As madness ensues across the metropolitan area, people are desperately fleeing the city. Here's Greg with your traffic report.
I-40 is totally congested with zomboid activity, and we see zombies on I-24 and I-65 with the main concentration, it seems, coming in from Williamson County. They seem to be driving in perfect formation. I can hear Phil Valentine railing against universal health care. Their heads are bobbing in unison. I-40 was clear the last time Cecily called in from her cell phone, Ginny, but I can't get back to her. I'll update you on further developments as they come due. Back to you, Ginny, in the studio.
They're coming in! Oh, Lordy, we'll stay on the air as long as we can, bringing you the local news you've come to depend on in these last 20 minutes. Here they come!
Zombies, community radio traffic reports. Gentle listeners, does this make absolutely no sense? We're going to tell you the story of how this great station came on the air. Will they save the city of Nashville from the mindless zombie hordes? It all begins with a revelation given to Ginny Welch.
Hark, it is I, and hear me speak. This is
transmission number 02, Tennessee, 0342.
A revolution on communication. You will build a radio station, and it will be a free and independent voice.
Radio Free Nashville?
Hey, not bad. Get that radio station on the air, or I'll make sure your radio is stuck on WLAC for the rest of your life.
God, no! I'll get on it right away.
So Ginny called an emergency meeting of the diverse organizers trying to get this station on the air.
All right, guys, I have something really important to say about Radio Free Nashville.
Oh, great. You want to organize another bake sale to fund some crazy new radio station that will never get on the air?
No, just the opposite. We've been waiting too long to get this license. I just know there's a story out there we have to tell in the city of Nashville. It's time to get on the air.
You're telling me? Clear Channel is turning my kids into walking dead. They just keep singing the same Britney Spears song over and over.
All my wife does is sit in front of the radio with her eyes glazed over, listening to Sean Hannity. I don't know what to do.
I know what to do. We can't stand by while these big corporations take our minds away. We're going to the FCC to get our license today.
Hey, there's a minivan. Let's go.
10 hours later.
Gee, it seems really quiet around the FCC today.
Let's see in this conference room. Let's wait here and see if anyone comes by to talk to us.
I wonder what these plans are on the table. Look, it's maps of Nashville. There's my house.
This doesn't look good. Spreading mind control among the people.
Co-opting brain power via radio transmission?
Teaching our children to love the corporation. Does that say
zombies? Someone's coming! Quick, hide! Oh my gosh.
I can't believe taking over the FCC was so easy. A few well-placed checks out of petty cash, and voila! My executives at Clear Channel will be thrilled. Don't you think, Rush?
Yeah, let's celebrate! Pass me another OxyContin, Murdoch.
Not now, Rush! The plans for our pilot mind control takeover are almost in place. Soon we'll be able to elect who whomever we want. Oh, wait. Oh, we've already done that.
Yes. Nashville will be our pilot market. We've been dissolving their minds with hogwash and top 40 junk since the Great Consolidation of 1996, when we convinced them that fewer companies would mean more competition.
He'll be ready to go into full zombie mode very soon.
That means that everyone in Nashville will be a zombie under our control.
Well, not everyone. What about those meddling liberals at Radio Free Nashville?
They'll never get their license now. The FCC gave out LPFM license at a trickle, even when we didn't control it.
And now it's ours! Watch for me.
Did you hear that?
Nashville's in danger.
What are we going to do?
I know. We have to get on the air right away and warn the city.
You're right. Let's get back home and build that station. This is what that revelation was all about. We've got a big job to do.
And so our heroes learned of the media conglomerate's evil plans to control the minds of the free citizenry of Nashville and rushed home to foil their nefarious plot.
Pass me that soldering iron.
Here, hand me that wire.
Where's that mixing board get to?
What's that?
My God! It's zombies! They're here!
What do we do?
Turn it on!
What? Turn what
the transmitter!
On?
Turn it on! There's no time to lose! Hello?
You on, Jenny? I can hear you on the monitors! Radio Free Nashville's on air! Jenny, go ahead!
Citizens of Nashville, you've been had. This is WRFN, and you must know there are zombie hordes overrunning your neighborhoods. But the news is worse, much worse. The zombies are you! Your minds have been bought out by corporate media that surrounds you every day, and bit by bit they've been eroding your freedom of choice, your freedom to speak your mind. They've usurped your ability to organize against them. They live by swallowing diverse voices and dissenting opinions. We don't know how long we have until their plan is complete. Turn off your NBC, your Clear Channel, your Fox News.
Whoa! The phone patch is working!
Hello, Radio Free Nashville, you're live on the air.
Ha, your little game will be over soon enough. You think you can stop us with your puny little low-power FM station? Aha, I say. Soon the minds of Nashville and the whole country will be ours. I'll be back after this short message.
Are you tired of questioning what you are told? Do you worry about not consuming enough? Are you afraid you're not a good American? If so, order Right Thinking and You today from the Clear Channel Entertainment Corporation.
And we're back. Aha. Is that the undead I hear taking over the studio?
They're not the undead. They're our friends, our family, our neighbors. You and your corporate media cronies made them into zombies with your mindless programming. You've drowned our voices in a sea of top 40 crap, voice tracking, automation, and right-wing hate radio. We're going to win these people back. We're going to let them speak for themselves.
Look, Annie. The zombies are listening to Jenny.
It's Radio Free Nashville's commitment to free expression. We're curing them with community radio.
As the zombies realized that the true meaning of brains, they began to use them. The corporate-induced glaze in their eyes fell away with the realization that independent voices were more nourishing than human flesh.
This is WRFN, and you're live on the air.
Curses! You foiled me again. There are more cities than Nashville, you radio-free Nashville, liberal, secular humanist, American-hating thugs. We have almost 1,300 stations, 40 amphitheaters, and almost every billboard in America at our disposal.
Every place you fill a school child with overproduced top 40 crap, we'll build another community station to take you down.
I think some of your zombies have something to say to you, Mr. Clear Channel Executive.
We are free!
And is there any beer?
Well, now I need another OxyContin.
Free!
And so ends our tale of zombies, communities, and the power of community radio in Nashville and all around the world. Tune in to Radio Free Nashville, your zombie-free station at 98.9 FM and RadioFreeNashville.org. And to build your station and to build a station in your town, visit Prometheus Radio Project at PrometheusRadio.org.